Welcome to Skills of the Future, a podcast by Perennial Talent. In this mini-series, we are talking about competencies over coffee.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Skills of the Future, and our mini-series on HR Game Changers, Competencies Over Coffee. In this episode, we're going to be talking about competencies and talent mobility. My name is Andrea Butler, and I'm your host and principal consultant at Perennial Talent. My guest today is Cindy Plunkett. Dr. Cindy Plunkett is the Director of Learning Design and Development at Point Click Care, whose mission is to provide technology that disrupts the status quo for the betterment of healthcare. Cindy is also the Executive Director of the Canadian eLearning Conference, the first conference in Canada to focus on learning technologies in the workplace. With over 20 years of experience in instructional design and development, specializing in learning in the healthcare sector, Cindy has worked with three of the largest academic teaching hospitals in Canada on high-profile projects. She is deeply involved in the learning technology community in Canada and shares her knowledge as a part-time professor in the Faculty of Education at Ontario Tech University, teaching the Financial Management of e-learning projects course. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Welcome. Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks, Andrea.
So let's start off with our fun icebreaker question. What's something that you've watched or read lately that you'd recommend?
So I'm actually reading a book right now. I'm just finishing it up. It is called Radical Candor. Super interesting book that was recommended to me by a leader in our software engineering group, and I've really enjoyed it.
Excellent. I'll have to add that to my reading list. Moving on to our questions of the day. So we're talking about competencies and all things talent mobility wise. I'm just curious, from your point of view, what are some of the challenges that you've seen when it comes to defining and then applying competencies to talent mobility practices?
I guess there's a few things. When it comes to competencies, it's not like they're easy to write because they capture both behavior and skills and how you're seeing that actioned in practice. When you're working with the business to try to write competencies for any sort of specific domain, whether it's sort of customer care, marketing, et cetera, there's often a lot of back and forth because you'll get skills or behaviors, but not very often do you actually get both. And so it tends to be a labor of love working through over iteration to really get to true competencies for any group.
Absolutely. And definitely that customization is key to making them resonate with those folks.
Well, and this is something that's interesting because, I mean, we've had numerous discussions with different groups around, well, could we not just buy a competency framework? And could we not just use these competencies that we saw on, you know, Gartner or you name, you know, an HR platform that publishes out different competencies for like sales or like I say, customer care. And what you have to really bring back to the organization is, okay, we can use that as a starting point, but it's rare that you would ever be able to use something out of the box because every organization approaches those different areas slightly differently. And so when you're talking about putting in the piece around how are you seeing that in action, it's going to be different in every different organization.
Absolutely. And from a competency standpoint, are there any particular ones right now that you feel are, you know, more important for the success of both the organization and that individual?
I think this is a really good question, and there tends to be a lot of debate in our organization depending on where competencies are being defined. I would say having foundational competencies is probably the best start. And when I talk about specific competencies, it might be competencies around innovation or teamwork, or like, what are those other behaviors and skills that you really want to see surface to the top? And then the other focus we have put on competencies outside of foundational competencies around what do we want to see in every single employee, because that informs our interview process. So having strong foundational competencies within our organization, we've aligned interview questions to those competencies to inform whether this is a good candidate for our organization. And then the other set, I would say, is around leadership. And what are the key leadership competencies we want to see when we're bringing somebody into a people leader role? And having both of those defined as well, especially the leadership competencies, then you have something to measure against when you have folks looking for opportunities, and you can let them know how they're doing in the different competencies, because of course, they're tied not only into the way that we hire, they're also in they're informing our performance review cycle. And so each competency, both foundational and leadership, if you're people leader, appear in our performance review platform. It helps you understand whether somebody is like, are they ready now for a leadership role? Are they going to be ready later for a leadership role? Or are they maybe ready never for a leadership role?
Absolutely, that key part of your succession planning, because I think sometimes people take it for granted that just because I was really good at the technical side of my job does not mean I have what it takes to move into that leadership side.
Yeah, and bringing those competencies throughout the entire sort of life cycle of an employee helps create a clear understanding for them as well, and the opportunity for conversation, because there's also, you know, a good chance, depending on the individual, maybe they don't want to ever be a leader. Maybe that's not, they want to be the best of their field in whatever it is that they do, but they don't want to lead. But when you start to bring those competencies that you've defined into each of the conversations, it really helps you to be able to clearly talk about, okay, not seeing this, but do you want to be a leader? So are these areas that we should look at for growth and career development if you're looking for a leadership role?
Absolutely. And looking at it from the flip side then, what are the future threats or pain points, if you will, if an organization does not take the time to make it transparent what these competencies should be and what success looks like for talent mobility?
Well, I think there isn't a single organization out there that hasn't been affected by the Great Resignation period. And I think that those companies that did not have clear line of sight to opportunities and what it takes to get to certain opportunities, with, you know, sort of clear steps of this is what we want to be to see for you to be able to be considered a leader or to be considered in this particular role. If they don't know what that is, they're going to seek it somewhere else. And so you can potentially lose some of your best talent. For ourselves, what we've paired with our competencies is in our learning experience platform. We built out all of our competencies in that platform. Employees rate themselves on the competencies, then their leader rates them, which opens things up for a conversation. And then you can set targets of, you know, where you want them to be able to move as far as, you know, essential, proficient, mastery level in those competencies. And then we have every opportunity that comes up in our company flows through to that platform. And it lets all of our employees know These are the competencies and the skills that are required for this role. And the system says you're, you know, a 50% match and 80% match. But what we're finding is this is a huge draw, because now people can not only see where they can move within their own pillar, but opportunities that might be horizontal across the organization, and to be able to say, hey, I think that's really interesting. And I know where my gaps are. So I know where I want to develop. And that's going to keep them engaged.
So you mentioned that you have a platform that allows for folks to assess against the competencies. Are there other tools or other things you would recommend folks need or consider as they're rolling out their own talent mobility program?
I think it's really around, have you thought it through? If you're thinking through talent mobility, have you looked at how it impacts all parts, again, of the employee life cycle? So have you implanted your competencies into your interview process? How clear is that to everyone when you're putting up a job posting, what competencies are required? Is it built into your culture that you're training leaders to have performance conversations on a regular basis, again, where they're coming back to those competencies and letting folks know, okay, I see you in the innovation competency, you're currently at an essential level because I see this, 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 and this. Love to see you get to the more proficient level. And these are the things that I would see you doing in that case, and make it very concrete for people to know, oh, okay, now I know what I need to do to get to that level. Because if competencies aren't written really well and threaded throughout everything that's happening in the employee's life cycle, it makes it very difficult for the employee to understand what they need to action. What do they need to do differently to help them expand into that next role or the next level of that competency that's going to take them from their level to a senior level or to the manager level?
And if you were to give advice to, say, another HR professional who's maybe looking at how do I start this whole process of defining those competencies and then rolling them out for career mobility purposes, what would you say to that person?
I would say, I know it seems like a lot of work to get the competencies, like take the time to get the competencies right, but that is the first foundation. So I get that lots of people want to make the link from competencies to talent development. But if you don't have the competencies written really well first, so that, as we talked about before, it's customized to your environment so that when the person reads the competency, they can completely see and understand what that looks like in their role, in your organization. Because if those aren't written well, and you say to somebody, you know, to develop to the next role, you would have a mastery level in this particular competency, and the competency at all levels is not written well, they don't know what they need to do. And so it makes it very, very confusing. So if you're starting down the pathway where you really want to embed competencies into your whole talent development framework, make sure and validate with the people in those sections of your organization that they can actually see, okay, I know what that looks like. I can actually tell you a couple of people that have that particular competency level.
Makes sense. That was actually the last question that I had for you today. Was there anything else that you wanted to add on the topic of all things competencies and talent mobility?
I would say, to be honest, like, don't be afraid to pilot competencies. You know, people think that they have to get it right in the first iteration. And yes, you want to have it as close as possible, but selecting a small pilot group to have them read through competencies with you in the area that you're so if it's sales or marketing, and for foundational, maybe you just get a group of leaders cross-sectional together to help say, okay, can you actually see that in practice in our org? Could you actually identify from this description a couple of people that meet that competency? I would say that's the sort of first level. And then as you're looking to roll it out into talent development and how do we leverage competencies to help people continue in their career trajectory, again, there's no harm in piloting at first with a few groups and saying, okay, you're currently at this level. Do you understand what is expected of you to get to the next level? Do you know what it would take for you to get materially from here to here?
Makes sense. Well, I do want to thank you, Cindy, for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And listeners, if you want to reach out to Cindy and talk more about getting those competencies right and then incorporating them into the talent management lifecycle, including talent mobility, the best place to reach out would be on LinkedIn. So thanks again, Cindy, and thanks to our listeners.